Hey everybody, this is Colorworks Radio, and we're here expanding the current art vernacular in New York's capital region by talking with local artists. And today I have with me Madison LaValle, and we're going to talk about what she's got going on in her studio and what it is kind of being an artist in upstate New York and making work and making a living. So today, Madison, how you doing?
I'm good. Thanks for having me.
Thank you for being here. Just to give everybody a little bit of a background, you're a sculptor. Mm-hmm. And you can add anything you want to that. You have your BFA from SUNY New Paltz and an MFA from SUNY Albany. And you are the present director of the Art Factory at Colorworks Gallery in Troy, New York. You're a part-time lecturer at University at Albany. And you are also the New York co-coordinator of the Feminist Art Project. Do I have all that right?
That's correct, yeah.
All right, awesome. So just to let you know, in terms of like sculpture and making work in the area and showing work, you're probably one of my favorite sculptors.
Oh, thank you.
Start off with a compliment.
That's a good way for me to start.
That is a good way. And just as a viewer, I've always found your work super interesting. And looking at it, it always seemed to be about like a material approach, but also it wasn't just like big blocks of stuff. It was kind of like more kind of poetic, more meaningful. And it felt like when I look at it, I should be kind of like experiencing it more as like maybe like a metaphor for something, or maybe it's trying to kind of do other things than just like be in a room and make me figure out how to get around it. Mm-hmm. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I love that description, actually.
Okay, that's good.
I may have to listen to this in my studio again.
Put it back on.
Yeah. So maybe
we could start out just a little bit talking about like some of the choices you make, or actually recently what I found interesting in your work, and, mm-hmm. and you can talk about this in any way you want, it seemed to have gotten smaller.
Yeah.
Is that in any way correlated to not being in like a MFA program, or is that like, did you find your work change a lot after that?
Yeah, I mean, I'm still working at sort of several different scales. But I would say there's several factors why I decided to kind of scale down. One is that I'm just kind of interested in working at this more, actually, I like your word poetic. I think a scale that feels a little bit more intimate, a little bit more also manageable as an artist. And I find myself working through ideas a little bit faster. There's also the practical side of working small in terms of, it's really expensive to make a really large sculpture.
And then you got to store it.
And then you have to store it. Yeah. And a lot of times, I kind of recently kind of set this rule for myself. I'm going to sort of continue making small work in my studio, and will make large sculpture or installation if the funding is there. So like recently I wrote a grant and I was funded, and I made a little bit larger site-specific piece. But I'm trying to really only do that where it makes sense for me now, instead of just all the time. Kind of be a little bit more specific in terms of place
right.
where I install them.
Yeah, because like myself as a photographer, I have the luxury of like a flat file, and I can
right.
put my photographs in there. But you have to kind of make something physical and then decide like where it's going to be. So there's a practicality to the scale. Maybe just to give like some of the listeners an idea about like what are the materials you're working with and maybe why. I was interested to read, and it was the first time I'd read it, your artist statement where you're talking about referring to a place.
Mm-hmm.
Like, so all the materials are kind of things we could get at a hardware store. Is
mm-hmm.
that's right? And you're talking about like a house and a home and how those things kind of relate to the materials they're made out of
mm-hmm.
or they're responding to. Maybe you could tell us what that's about.
Yeah, I mean, I'm pretty obsessed with material in general. And one of my favorite things to do is to really walk around Home Depot or Lowe's or any hardware store and look at material, and having no background in construction or engineering, wondering what this is used for and kind of letting myself reinvent a purpose for it in my studio, and kind of looking at objects or materials found in hardware stores as sculpture materials and kind of as a found object that I then kind of bring back in my studio. But also there's a component to it that kind of relates to the places that we live in. So for example, a wall in your house is made out of drywall. And then what's behind it is often insulation foam and wood and sort of these things that are part of our everyday life that we don't really see. Another material that I really like to use is popcorn ceiling paint, because it's kind of this really, really great, like people, I'm kind of sensory, like there's this, I'm really drawn to it, and most people hate it.
I do hate it.
Yeah, most people hate it. I mean, you don't want it in a house that you're going to buy. It's usually like a, ooh, we have to redo the ceiling if we want to buy this house. And for example, carpet padding is like this beautiful, they come in all of these different colors and they're really, really kind of poetic and beautiful, but it's underneath the surface.
Right, something we don't see.
Right, so these materials that are often not really noticed, and then kind of pulling them apart and pairing them together, and kind of seeing almost like these little portraits of space in a way.
Okay. I want to come back to that pairing together.
Yeah.
But first, though, for people just tuning in, this is ColorWorks Radio. My name is Justin Baker, and I'm here with Madison LaValle, and we're talking about her work as a sculptor. So let's actually going back to the pairing together. I was interested when I read that in your statement. I felt like, well, that's kind of like a collage approach. Were you when you got your BFA, was that in sculpture or did you come at it from another angle?
Yeah, I was the painter.
Oh, really?
Sort of. I was collage-y, painterly, drawing, mixed media, 2D artist more.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay. And when you got to SUNY Albany to do your MFA, what changed for you? Was there anything that, did you go in as a painter?
I went in knowing I wanted to experiment with material, whatever that meant. So I kind of let my interests and ideas kind of lead me to material. And this is sort of what happened, what I ended up experimenting with.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, that's interesting. Going back to the house or like building materials, there seems to be a few recurring items in some of your work or that I'm seeing in like some of the sculptures you're making now, which I forget what they're called. What is that series called?
Oh, material composites.
Material composites.
But I also like to call them material sandwiches.
Oh.
Kind of like the slang for them.
Okay, that's funny. So I saw like there's a drain shape that keeps coming back. Is that right?
Or I had a big sculpture that had a repetitive drain.
Okay.
And it was a really big piece. So maybe I photographed it in a couple different ways.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Interesting. Okay.
Yeah. But that was actually a cast of a shower drain.
That's what I was wondering. A cast of
like a dirty shower drain.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, okay. That's even funnier. So being a cast, that's interesting. So you took something like that's like made, mass produced and made it into like a incredibly precious thing by casting it in what, bronze? Or
I did, I cast it in plaster actually.
Oh,
so
I
like to recast it in materials that we would use in our space.
Oh, okay.
So you had that kind of relationship with space and material.
Okay.
And kind of pushing those two things together.
And casting it in plaster also makes it useless.
Right.
Right. Okay.
Yeah. And fragile. Oh,
and fragile. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Oh, that's amazing. Okay. Thank you for sharing about your work. And I look forward to talking to you again. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much. This was fun.